Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is a 78th edition of the Mostra de Venezia, and we're here with Greg Robinson and Ed Schrein, actors in Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon in this competition. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
My first question would be, how would you describe Anna Lily Amirpour as a director on the set?
Fire. She's fire. She's mystical. She's like the drummer in a band, just, you know, keeping up with everybody. Like, I got you. Keep, you know, go, and you doing your solo. And she's like, you know, she's right there with you. She's electric. It's the most different person outside director, but probably most different person I ever met.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's a carnival, you know. She's the floats. She's the steel drums, you know. She's the procession, the dancers. She's everything, man. She's noise, color, vibrancy, enthusiasm, love, fun, and she comes into your life like a whirlwind, man. But a whirlwind of joy, and a whirlwind of joy that we are now a part of here. And I just sat there in the press conference out there, and I was grinning from ear to ear like the Cheshire Cat. Just thinking, I love this woman. She is the best. I wanted to interrupt and just say, "This, look at this woman, man. Look, let's just celebrate this woman, this person, this human being. You know, she is such a special person. And we're so lucky to have been able to do this for real.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you find in the role, let's say this role, in order to say yes? Which are the ingredients?
It was something I'd never done before. It was Anna Lily's vision. And the movie is so weird. You know, it was just, okay, let me, it was taking a risk. It's kind of a real roll of the dice there, but something I could also sink my teeth into. So those were the, for me. And you know, and just back to Anna Lily, her style, just to know somebody is so clear in what they want. For instance, when we got the script, she sent along the soundtrack. So here, while you read this scene, listen to this song.
Okay.
It was a beautiful thing. What about you, man? Play this song.
I mean, you know, my whole life has just been about trying to meet good people, you know, but most of the good people that I've met, they've been kind of messed up in certain ways, you know, and it's about navigating, trying to work out what's what and who's who. You know, this is a movie about messed up people, mm-hmm. at least on the surface. It's a movie about people trying to find their way. And I was like, yeah, damn. You know, it's so rare that you have a movie that is quote-unquote a feel-good movie. And that's a kind of cringe-worthy word in our industry, feel-good, in some senses, in some circles. And, you know, to have a feel-good movie that's so grounded with real characters, with strippers and drug dealers and house DJs and, you know, police that we can be empathetical to. I mean, it's like, you know, from top to bottom, these characters are interesting. Secondly, this character, Fuzz, you know, Lily said to me, Fuzz exists outside of the human drama, you know? And it's like, you know, this is a character, like, you know, when you watch this movie, you know the answer when you're going to ask me, what drew you to this, man? Look at this character, man. You know, and Fuzz is still in me right now, man.
Okay. This was a short but very nice conversation with Ed Schrein and Greg Robinson. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.